When a fish has died from drowning due to low oxygen levels, many people question it. How does a fish drown? Don't they have gills? Don't they have a fin and a tail? They say things like, aren't they built to survive in that environment? Perhaps this is the best analogy for my mental health. For this angry demon, this jealous god, this thirsty shadow that wrings my joy out like a wet dishcloth, turns every conversation into a conveyor belt that always begins with the phrase, you look tired today. To be honest, getting out of bed has become a magic trick and I'm probably the worst magician. I know that sadness is the only clean shirt I have left to wear, the only detergent for my clothes and the only duvet I sleep under each night. When people ask me how I'm doing, I want to say, my mum's been dead for 11 years and I'm still not sure I believe that. I want to say, my family is struggling in many different ways and I'm afraid that I'm causing them more pain for being different. I want to say, I'm a drowning fish in the middle of the ocean with no one around to help me, and when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm sure I'm being pranked, because I know I do not look like the devil that has possessed me and made my interior its home. I pray every day, but I guess when you pray for something as expensive as happiness, there is always going to be a debt that needs to be paid for before you can have what you wished for. But I don't know how much longer I can pay this debt for. But that's not a polite answer. So instead it's Halloween and I jack-o'-lantern my face into something that is deceptible. I tell others I'm fine until it sounds like the truth, but sometimes does it help me change to the angle of I'm doing okay? Sometimes I'm fine is the quickest way to say I don't want to talk about it. Sometimes all the oxygen in the room becomes toxic, becomes water. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning because of low oxygen levels, but I made a promise to myself to not let that happen again. I made a promise to myself that I won't die in this house all alone just for my boyfriend to find me. I heard if you just take a deep breath and relax, the human body will naturally float on top of the water. So I breathe and I tell myself it's going to be okay. I cry, but I tell myself it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I know it's going to be okay, because I know that future me is out there somewhere, happier than ever, looking back at this moment I'm trapped in right now and thinking to himself, thank fuck you did not end up as a statistic. I do not want to be the topic of a mental health post or the main discussion at the dinner table. I do not want people to remember me and relate me to suicide. I just want them to understand that sometimes the gills, the fin, and the tail don't always help you stay afloat.